But her cheekbone, you could tell she didn't. Her cheekbone was so high, it looked like her eyes were half closed. And I don't know, she was an awful mean woman, I don't think. She didn't have any patience. She, at that time, the blacks couldn't do anything to a white, couldn't kill a white, although they were being trying to take care of themselves, and they first was shot, used a knife or whatnot. But any time a black killed a white, they didn't send to the pen. They would do what they wanted to do with it, and the law would let them do it. Well, I should have said the law would let them do it, but they would do it. Well, they, she did something. The kids going to go in her house and get something that she had. Like those plums I had. I would have to run them out all the time. And then they'll still come in. They used to say, this is Miss Gallagher house, you better quiet up. So don't you go over by her house, back and driving fast. She'll get out there and stop. But they don't do that now. By the plum tree, they climb over the fence. I tell them, stay off the fence. Because that was top rod and being down a little because they're so many climbing. But what good does it do? If you don't want to tell the police, you know, then the family's not able to pay police fine. So that's what they do, put a fine on the family. So what do you do? Go out there and shoot it. Is it plum worth it? And my grandmother killed a child. It was coming into her house. This is an old Indian woman. Go and see what she got. And she shot the child. And the child died. If the child hadn't died, the sentence wouldn't have happened. But they went and shot it, set her house on fire. And as she came out of the fire, shot her. Yeah, so they were after her in the first place. That's the way they could get her. We don't have to do that today.
Amen.
Education. Education and religion teach us better than that. And they both go along together. You've got to have an education. You should have a good religious body to be an educated teacher, because you're going to fool the children.
Some of the things that we have now answered, Emma was asking about this facility here, and you so graciously answered that, and I'm sure she's going to take this back to Arkansas with her. Mr. Douglas was sharing the facility here and what goes on here, and certainly she will take that back. By now you realize that she certainly is concerned about children and families and people and education. And I was telling her this morning that I'm so honored to be a part of her family, to have known her. And as we talked this morning, she's certainly been gracious to share her history with me and has made my life much richer by knowing her. And everything worked out so beautiful that she came for the graduation to see my grandchildren graduate. And she's going to remain through because she wants to hear me preach on Sunday morning. So I'm rehearsing the sermon. But I'm honored that they're going to remain in London through Sunday to go to church. Something else you noticed, she mentioned CME, the Colored Methodist Episcopal Church. We were colored until 1958, when colored wasn't a very nice word, and then we changed the C to Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. And I'm a pastor in the CME Church. We are not the oldest by far. We're the third, like, organized church in Texas. We grew out of the United Methodist Church South, so we're cousins to the First United Methodist Church. And Emma mentioned the school. Texas College is a CME school, and she attended there. We would have been graced with another cousin. Gladys is, what, 85? Gladys Square. She's about 85. Gladys Square, our cousin. Yeah. she would have been here, but she felt that she was not very mobile and thought it would be too great a responsibility to come. But that would have been awesome to have both of them here this weekend. Do you have a question you'd like to ask her? That's a good one. You may ask. Yes.
Ms. Gallagher, did you happen to go to Texas College with a man from Lufkin and Hugh Hackney by any chance?
Did you go to Texas College with Hugh Hackney?
No.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Oh, no.
He was older.
But you knew Hugh Hackney.
I knew him and loved him.
Yes. He worked with him. They were very good friends. He and Willie.
Yeah, I knew that.
But we were together in church, and she helped. And
Olivia Hackney taught school here. Yes.
She taught it. Wes.
Yes.
And Trinity.
Trinity. What? Was it Trinity that she taught before she came to LA?
Somewhere. She was with her husband. She would go back every fall and teach at this place out west.
Yes.
I think most of them are both of us.
Okay. Another question?
What about the trips you've taken?
The trips that you've taken to California through the years. How old was she, Alan, when she finished her last trip?
What?
The trips to California?
Oh, yes.
Okay. How many have you taken?
I've driven. I've been through sadness, death, and illness. Just got in the car, middle of the night, when I hear about it. And if they were close enough to me, I'd go by myself. Never had any accidents, whatever. Naturally, I drove fast, and I would get back. You can't get back overnight. And I drove fast. And before then, when I would go in the summer. That's when Uncle Willie had his right help. I'd go in the summer. I'd pick up my niece, my brother's two grandchildren in Indianapolis. Pick them up. Come back and pick up my family, my mama and Alma.
Yes.
My girl, I said. I didn't birth her, but she still is my girl because I bear her.
Amen.
And I had her when she was a knee high, when she was a little nursing baby. My mother was, I had her also, and she went to high college. And she didn't finish, but she went. So Alma is,
and all of this is very confusing. If you want to be confused, let me share this. Alma and I are first cousins. Emma took Alma and raised her. Will took me and raised me. And really, we're becoming not only first cousins, but we could be sisters. It's a confused story. But we think Emma made her way. What do you think? In 1990, she made her last trip to California.
Early 90s,
I think you may have made your last trip to California.
Going to have to do as it says.
Were you living with Daddy when he had the grocery store on Chestnut? Will Ingram, when he had the grocery store there. No, that was before your time. Will Ingram had a grocery store at 408 Chestnut.
Well,
just the same. and the food was the same as we eat now. Oh, we have all different types of food now that we had then. We have the cauliflower and the different types of food.
I think our hour may be up, and I wanted to allow you to meet. Okay, college.
Did you teach out with Manny?
Did what?
Did you teach at Manny?
Come over here, Manny.
Did she
teach
Manny?
No, I think she's saying hearing.
Where was your viewing of the thing?
Hearing.
You were hearing.
You're 103. 103. Okay.
Yeah,
they may not have caught on it.
I've got a question for you.
Tell me about, I know in the old days people didn't run to the doctor, but they would get remedies from the woods or make home remedies for if they were sick. Can you tell about some of those?
They did not run to the doctors. They didn't have doctors to run to. They have more doctors now than then. And then you had the midwives. They did a lot of help too, doctors. You know what the midwives are? They are some of the old women that knew more about taking care of the children, and when women would be mothers, go and get the midwife. And the midwives were not educated. And so many people died from the midwives until they stopped using. I don't think they use midwives today. I don't know what they do out in the rural. But they don't use midwives today. They have doctors, because sometimes when a woman is giving birth to a child, and if the woman is to be operated on, or is to be, well, so many of them have died from birth. And the Indians, the women would be on horses. They go to changing states or changing places to live. And to get ready to have her baby, she'd have to get under some good tree. And then when the baby's born, when she felt like it, then she had to get on her horse and catch up with the bunch that's going on the battle. They didn't pedal around like they pedal around now.
What about, what would you do back in the early days for flu or cold, that kind of thing? What kind of remedy?
For the flu or cold?
For the flu or a bad cold. If you were sick with a cough and a fever and sneezing, what kind of remedies? Do they ever make tea?
Oh yes, they make teas and cook some of the old. I hate to talk about this because some of the children, this child died here this past fall, eating something that wasn't fit to eat. It was poison to eat. So you don't know what you're getting when you're getting plants to give you detrimental to them rather than to help. So it's not a good idea to talk about this plant is good for you, this plant is good for you, this isn't good for you. Because all plants look alike when kids get out in the woods. And if they see a berry, they think all berries are fit to eat, but some of them are poison as they can be. So it's better not to do too much talking about that for kids. They ate them then, and they died then. I imagine more died than it helped.
So you're not going to tell me what those teas were made of, huh?
Oh, they have a tea that I really like and been trying to order it, but I can't order it up. It's from the root of a tree. And I think that's the name of it.
That's
sassafras. No, not sassafras.
Pinewood Park.